gentlemen, on this Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 transmission. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's get the phone system fired up. And I'm going to take calls this hour specifically on the DNC and what we saw last night and play some of the disgusting clips from it. I'm going to intersperse that with a lot of other important news and information. Victor Boot, confidant of Putin, governor in Russia, former political prisoner here in the United States, famous soldier and military company owner. He will be joining us. He's kind of the Russian Eric Prince. He'll be joining us exclusively. Nobody gets this interview. Coming up in the third hour, 59 minutes from now. So that is all coming up. And I'm going to do my best here to maintain my composure right now. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that enrages me. What's killing our country and our world is lack of straight communication. And it's because we do so many connections to the internet and to social media and little knick-knacky things that people then can't differentiate what the serious things are versus the things that aren't serious. And people get caught in the minutiae of modern life. I mean, people 100 years ago made, there's estimates, maybe 5% of the decisions a day we make. But the decisions they made were important. So things were slower then. Things are so sped up now, you've got to pull back and say, what are the priorities? And look at those priorities and then deal with those priorities. So I'm going to turn the phone system on, and I'm going to give out the toll-free number for first-time callers who were watching the DNC last night and your takeaways of that. You're also welcome to call in about anything with the election, but that's the topic area I'd like to cover, so please humor me, or I see it on the board, I'm not going to go to you. RFK Jr. is, from sources high up, going to drop out, I was told, Friday. And, of course, then you see his VP, Nicole Shanahan, come on Fox News this morning and say, yeah, they're probably going to do that. So that is a big deal. How do you think we capitalize on that? I'd say he's got, I mean, well, what I've seen on the street around the country, like 20% support. People are like, no, I like Trump, but not as much as RFK. I'm going for him. And or I don't like the Democrats. I'm going for RFK, but I don't like Trump. The numbers are 6 to 12%, depending on the poll where he's at. That is just so game-changing. That's basically the margin of fraud the bad guys have. So you add that in there, it is game-changer if he can mobilize the people. I mean, if I was Trump, I would run ads with him and Tulsi Gabbard together with Trump saying, this is not your Democratic Party of the past. This is an evil globalist group. It's done this to you. They've been in power for, what is it, 12 of the last 16 years? And what's more than that? I mean, it's just absolutely stunning that all of this is happening. Yeah, it's 12 of the last 16 years. Meanwhile, Obama's making penis-sized jokes about Trump because Trump is bragging about the size of his crowds, trying to say that doesn't matter. So we've got a very important Greg Reese report when we come back, just a few minutes long, and then we will give the toll-free number out, take your calls, ahead of Victor Boot joining us. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Russia is now officially offering safe haven for people trying to escape the anti-human agenda of modern-day liberalism. Foreign nationals are now able to apply for temporary residence in Russia based on the rejection of their country's policies, such as the destructive neoliberal ideals, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. Under this new immigration option, certain requirements will be waived. Applicants will not have to prove knowledge of the Russian language, its history, or its laws. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been instructed to start issuing 3-month visas to such applicants as early as next month. In a recent interview with American journalist Charles Bausman in Moscow, it was discussed how many Russian Orthodox Christians believe an exodus to Russia is prophecy.
How did it turn out that this country, Russia, controls this enormous landmass, yeah? But it's only about 140 million people, and it's definitely not enough. You need like a billion people, really, to fill this large of a country, and it has the resources to support that kind of a population. And one of the things that some Christians say is, well, this is actually God's will, that he left this giant country relatively empty, with the idea that it would then be filled by people from all over the world who would come here and seek protection from the craziness that's happening, that seems to be taking over the West.
Tucker Carlson recently asked Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin why he thinks the West is on the road to ruin.
I think that everything started with individualism. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. There were only two collective identities to liberate from, liberation from gender, and that has led to transgenders, to LGBT, and new form of sexual individualism. So sex is something optional. And the last step that is not yet totally made is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So you can choose your individual identity to be human, not to be human. And that has a name, transhumanism, posthumanism, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy, democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality. It is your duty to be progressive. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription. And now either be progressive liberal or you are done.
How do you explain this phenomenon I have noticed where for over 70 years, a group of people in the West and the United States, liberals, effectively defended the Soviet system and Stalinism, and many personally participated in Stalinism. But in the year 2000, leadership of this country changed and Russia became their main enemy. Why the change?
I think that they have discovered, they have identified in Putin precisely what Putin is. So he is a kind of leader, political leader defending traditional values. This hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
So it's metaphysical.
Progressivism is the antithesis of traditional human values. The further one progresses on that path, the less human they become. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're well into hour number two of this Wednesday edition, August 21st, transmission of the Alex Jones Show. And I'm going to open the phones up right now on campaign 2024. What black swans will the deep state launch? What did you think of the last two nights of the DNC if you were able to stomach it? I've been watching all of it. It is sheer torture, BS. And we need to talk about it and talk about what insane liars they are. But really, the strongest point against them is they keep blaming Trump and this evil right-wing conspiracy for the economy not being good when they've been in charge for almost 4 years. So we're going to be discussing that. RFK Jr. set to endorse Trump. People are like, really, 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 really? Your sources said that? Yeah, and then his VP came out and said they're basically going to do it on Fox this morning. So this is a big deal. This is very, very positive. But how will the deep state respond to that? The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers and first-time callers today. We did everybody yesterday. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. There it is on screen, 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, there are so many of these. And another big takeaway is them claiming that we don't have the luxury of cheating others to get further ahead. We don't get to change the rules, so we always win. That's Big Mike. That's Michelle Obama. That's all the Democrats have done is try to take Trump off the ballot and disqualify him and change all their rules so they can install Biden and then block the primaries from anybody else being on it and then remove him in a coup and then install Kamala. I mean, this is dangerous stuff they're doing out in the open. This is a cult. 877-789-2539. That's a huge area to discuss. Election 2024 with only 76 days and counting until that fateful day. Wow. You can, again, cut the suspense, ladies and gentlemen, with a butter knife. Now, I also want to get into a lot of other news here. Excess deaths in Australia correlated to COVID vaccine uptake in a major prestigious study. And they just had a Harvard UK study come out and say all new excess heart problems in children is from the shot. I mean, these are mega, mega developments. And of course, there's thousands of these studies now. So just remember, it was the deep state pushed this, the Democrats that tried to make people take it. Trump wrongfully got behind it, but got off the bandwagon pretty quick. That's the one fly in the ointment, but it is what it is. But you know with the Democrats, they're coming with more forced injections, more lockdowns. Obama has said it. Hochul has said it. Biden has said it. Kamala has said it. All their surrogates have said it, like Hotez. And they're saying it over in the UK with their prime minister. They're saying it in Germany. Remember, whatever you're seeing in Germany or France or Australia or New Zealand or the Netherlands, or Sweden, for that matter, they are trying to bring, or Italy, they're bringing all of this over here. So when you see something happening, people over there, that's the same globalists doing that. They're in all the countries. They're trying to control all the governments. As Klaus Schwab said, we penetrates the cabinets. So let me play a few of these clips, and let's just play these back to back. This is Obama. Trump got a weird obsession with the size of crowds. It's very short. If you're a radio listener, you don't see him making hand sizes like it's, he's got a bigger ding-dong. Then we've got Michelle Obama. We don't have the luxury of cheating others to get further ahead. We don't get to change the rules as so we always win. I mean, this is exactly what they're doing. Cardinal of Chicago prays for peace and unity at the DNC while on-site abortions and vasectomies are taking place, but they're actually killing babies like a Moloch sacrifice in mobile trucks there. Just over the top, out of control, absolute abject evil. But I'll, before we play this clip, think about what Obama is saying. It's weird to think that the size of the crowd means something. Does the size of a crowd mean something? When you pull into a town you don't know, and better than, you know, Yelp reviews is, does a restaurant have the parking lot full? You'll see three or four restaurants, and one's got a few cars, one's half full, one's totally full. You drive by to see the totally full one to see if there's a big line, and you still go, well, there's 10 people, but I bet that food's a lot better. So you go wait 30 minutes to get a seat because you want to see what it's all about. You trust the knowledge of the crowd, people that were already there. You don't go to the place that's got three cars or four cars in the parking lot unless you want food poisoning. So they're trying to tell you, don't believe your eyes with the big Trump crowds. Don't believe what you hear on the street. Just go with us. Let's play those clips back to back. Here they are.
Weird obsession with crowd sizes.
We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. If we bankrupt a business or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No.
Please stand if you are able for this evening's invocation offered by Cardinal Blaise Joseph Supich, Archbishop of Chicago.
So the cardinal gets up there all solemnly.
Let us pray.
And then prays while in the building they're cutting babies up.
We praise you, O God of all creation.
They might as well just kill one on the altar right there.
In us a resolve to protect your handiwork. You are the source of every blessing that graces our lives and our nation.
All right, enough of this blasphemy. Let's skip to what CNN, of all places, had to say, telling the truth.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years, who is supposed to already be working on solving it? But
that's a really good point. And everybody's making that on the streets. Trump's making that point. That's really where we've got them. We've got them a lot of places, obviously, but that's really where you got them. And I watched basically the whole thing last night. I was on air for 2 hours of it. The crew did a great job. The co-host did a great job. Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser and others. We're going to have Maria Z in tonight with us as well. Coverage will start at 7 p.m. Central with some recorded programming we're shooting, and then we'll start doing live coverage. But it is like, it's worse than watching paint dry. I want to shift gears out of that for one other big story, and then I'm going to go right to your phone calls. Elijah, Kevin, Rich, Bill, Mac, Tim, Jack, Keaton, and Joe here today. We're very honored to have your calls. And when Victor Boot joins us in 40 minutes, I'll get to all the calls on the board before he joins us. We'll be talking about this. It came out yesterday in the New York Times that Biden ordered a aggressive stance that made the death count go up in March to prepare for a strategic attack on Russia, China, and North Korea all at the same time and for full nuclear war. So that's another reason not to support the leftist regime and the globalist regime, because they want full war with Russia. They've said they want that. So here's my short report I shot last night. We'll go right to your calls. The New York Times is now reporting that in March of this year, Joe Biden ordered the Pentagon to prepare, to target, to war game a simultaneous nuclear war with Russia, China, and North Korea. In a New York Times article published today, titled, Biden Approves Secret Nuclear Strategy, Refocusing on China Threat. And in the article, they report on a secret national security memorandum to the Pentagon, ordering the Pentagon to prepare for simultaneous nuclear war with China, Russia, and North Korea. Now, if this actually happens, which we're closer than ever with Ukrainian-backed NATO forces going into Russia proper, or if China goes into Taiwan and nuclear weapons start getting used, every analyst out there, from the Rand Corporation to the Pentagon, document in almost every war game, 97% chance that once tactical nukes get used, within a matter of hours or days maximum, it escalates to theater weapons and then strategic nuclear weapons. So we're talking about the doomsday clock being the closest it's ever been to midnight with the International Atomic Scientist Organization. They say we're the closest we've ever been to nuclear war. And here's the deal. We've had nuclear weapons since the mid-40s. Russia's had them since the 50s. China's had them since the 60s. And now many, many, many nations have them. But in all the war games, once you start using them, everybody is destroyed. That's where the term MAD comes from, mutually assured destruction. So we've survived for close to 80 years with nuclear weapons, only seeing them used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and those were tiny weapons compared to what the weapons do today. To give you an idea, the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki are the equivalent of a head of a pin, if it was on the screen, compared to the weapons they've got now that have a blast radius this large, the size of a large medicine ball or beach ball. And there's graphs online. There's a Rand Corporation graphs that show this. Tiny little bitty explosion destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki compared to the weapons that are in the different arsenals today. China tested the largest above-ground weapon ever that was several thousand times bigger than the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with. And we've had NATO starting the war 11 years ago in Ukraine, pushing Russia to escalate 2.5 years ago. And now this total insanity is unfolding with Biden and his controllers saying that he has created peace in the world when they have created the complete opposite. We need President Trump now more than ever to have detente and to make deals and de-escalate, which he did when he was president. We need him to bring in RFK Jr. into his administration as well. We need to bring the world back from the brink of thermonuclear war. And the reason the globalists want nuclear war and believe it's going to be survivable is the global debt bubble's coming to an end, and they don't want to be blamed for the giant fraud they've created. They need a global crisis to bring in the Great Reset and their planetary cashless society. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be covering all of this tonight during the DNC live coverage at InfoWars.com/show and on X at Real Alex Jones. But this is serious, serious business, ladies and gentlemen. You'll also find the report linked under right here on X at Real Alex Jones. Thank you for watching. Pray for peace. Now let's take peaceful political action to take our nations and our world back from the psychotic globalists. And coming up, Victor Boot will be discussing all this with me. This is breaking news, and I want to write your calls. Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton's Criminal Investigation Division executes search warrants in Frio, Atascocico, and Bexar counties in ongoing election integrity investigation. They just arrested a senior Democrat a few weeks ago in Houston, running a bunch of scams. So this is going down. All right, let's go ahead and go to Elijah in Tennessee. Elijah, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
It's an honor to speak with you, and I wanted to talk about the election, make some other points. I really believe, and like you say, we always have to look at the danger we're facing and realize, you know, what kind of trouble we're in. The truth is we're in a lot of trouble as a country with all the different things going on with the looming plot to steal the election. But I believe, you know, I believe that we're made for this moment. And just as the end of the Civil War brought about an empire, so to speak, out of the ashes of the Republic, I believe that we're going to have that type of period of division and war, but out of it is going to come the fall of the empire and the rise of the Republic, like our founding fathers had originally intended. You know, I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle is going to get us to the other side. But, you know, we have to remember General Washington went outside of camp to pray in the bushes every night. And it was nothing short of a miracle that saved Washington's army in 1776. The fog that just miraculously came to cover the retreat of the Patriots were outgunned when they were outnumbered, when they were at their wits' end. But God was with us, and he is with us. I believe that he's going to take us to the other side, and we're going to win this.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you if Christians stand to the right thing. The problem is, they put satanic idols in the courthouses and the capitals. They kill babies in the building while they're having their event with a fake Catholic leader up there. So they're doing their satanic rituals openly to drive God's spirit out of our land and lower the hedge of protection. Elijah, thank you so much for the call. Great points. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to move quick to Kevin and everybody else in the order. Your calls are received when we return. And I'm very humbled to be your host. I'm very thankful to be your host. I'm very humbled that the crew is working so hard. Great job with the crew, working 18 hours a day. And hopefully we get enough funds to get more crew and continue on and stay on air. But that's up to you. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a big sale going on right now. And so many other great products like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and the 1,000 milligram or vitamin C combo. It's got a bunch of incredible ingredients in it. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for funding us while getting great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Wait, go.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, a good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it, 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's move quickly through your phone calls. Kevin in Maryland, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call, Alex. Very nice to speak with you. I did just want to just comment real quick on the DNC. I don't have cable television, but I was able to see enough clips, I think. And, you know, to be honest, one of the biggest takeaways I have, not just from the laughable speakers and, you know, the normal lies, but everyone chanting do something, right? Everyone chanting do something. Well, I think, you know, it's no surprise to anybody that the Democrats have had long enough to do something, right? And the hypocrisy of it all is the fact that the one man that actually did something and has done something over the last 12 plus years is the very person that they claim to hate, the very person that they claim to be running against. And the hypocrisy of that, and I'm really speaking to those individuals, you know, Alex, you talk about all the time that, you know, there's thousands of new listeners that tune into the show every single day. And I'm speaking to new listeners. I'm speaking to, you know, folks that may have been at that DNC or watching the DNC from home and questioning where they want to go or how they want to vote. Just think about that. You have, you know, small number of people, way less than what they tell you, chanting do something. Well, isn't that what we've all been thinking over the last 4 years? Is waiting for somebody to do something? And the only person that is willing to do anything and has done anything is Donald Trump. And you know, I live in Frederick, Maryland, which is very close to Fort Detrick. You know, it's an area that should have way more patriotism. It's an area that should be, you know, a lot stronger in, you know, just moral beliefs and everything. And it's not. It is an absolute liberal, you know what hole. And, you know, it amazes me that, you know, the hypocrisy and you know, the same thing that what they chant last night and what they're saying at the DNC, you know, it's the same thing of what people believe around here, at least in the city. But you go outside the city and, you know, people know what it is. People know what's going on. It just amazes me, though, that, you know, they can actually have a program like that and have for several nights. And I understand they have to run and they have to do what they have to do. But, you know, the lies, you know, I think we've all been through enough over the last 4 years. And I think we've seen enough to know that, you know, they've had enough time to do something. And I think we would all appreciate take that anger and take that frustration and take it to the voting box and don't vote for the people that haven't done anything that are responsible for that anger and that frustration. I think we all feel it to a degree. You know, I know this broadcast does. I know we all do within our own homes, within our own lives, within our own professions. You know, those of us that have children, you know, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and, you know, I know I'm speaking to the masses here when I say this, but we're not just fighting, you know, typical everyday stresses and challenges. We're fighting the establishment. We're fighting these agendas that they're trying to push in the schools with our kids. I mean, there's just so many things.
Absolutely. You can't have a bunch of happy-feely stuff from Obama and from Big Mike about unity and all this love when they're the ones creating the division and they're the ones literally aborting babies in the building while they're speaking and they're the ones dissolving the border and human trafficking and all of it. Great points, but I got to move the next person to get to everybody. Tim in Michigan. Tim, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Just let you know, I watch every night and have been buying the merch to support the show. So thank you for everything.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'm in Michigan, and I just want to comment that I can't really see how Kamala is going to be the main nominee for the Democrats unless they just plan to use all the corruption and fraud to cheat, you know, because they're trying with the AI manipulated photos. And because even with like the Whitmer election, Tudor Dixon destroyed her. And yet, you know, there was the fraud there, too. So
Tulsi Gabbard destroyed her in the debate. She popped out Monday and Tuesday night for a minute and a half each time, read up a teleprompter, looked like, a deer in the headlights, and then ran back, you know, into her hole.
Yeah. So, you know, do you think, are they going to try to undermine and switch Kamala out at some point after the DNC? Or do you think they're going to just try to ram her through with the fraud?
You know, I'm not sure what they're going to pull. And I don't think they're sure. They're all jockeying around and fighting amongst themselves. But anything, they can do anything because they just keep removing and installing people and setting the incredibly dangerous precedents and trying to take Trump off the ballot and trying to kill him. I mean, they're just running wild. We have a rogue bureaucracy working for foreign banks that are CHICOM agents and double agents and, you know, EU agents and Israeli agents, and America is just wide open.
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing, too, that prayer, we need Jesus Christ, because my dad was on the death protocols in the hospital. And luckily he survived. I didn't know about it back then. I wasn't watching you. But now I've been, and we witnessed a literal miracle by praying to Jesus Christ, and he will save.
Absolutely. Praise Jesus. All right. Thank you, Tim. Rich in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I just want to thank you immensely. Before I make two short, quick points, I just want to thank you immensely for being a voice of sanity in this insane world. It's incredible what you're doing. Number one, as far as nuclear war, I've had dreams my whole life, actually vivid dreams of nuclear destruction, which made me wake up in horror. I've also had dreams, vivid dreams, of being raptured up in the air with Jesus, like incredible, okay? Beyond that, it makes me realize more and more how this thing is so real. And I find myself sometimes crying for my daughter that just graduated college and is becoming a teacher in September in a few weeks. And it makes me so upset that this is so real and the enormity of it. It's like people are walking in blindness of the enemy. That's all I could say about that. My second point real quickly is, do you think Trump is playing possum in these rallies because he knows about the deep state? It's what we talk about, what we listen to you about every single day on InfoWars. And Is he playing possum, or is he just not aware? Or what do you think? What's your opinion? What do you think's going through his strategy with these rallies? Thank you.
You're talking about Trump?
Yes.
How are you saying he's playing possum?
Well, I'm saying all the things like, what is assassination attempt? It's like, he's a smart dude. You know what I mean? This guy's been around. He's been around the block a few times. You know what I mean? He has spoken about
the assassination. He's thanked God for saving him every time. And he has talked about how they stood down. But he needs to go further and directly say, I know you did it, and don't try it again.
That's my point. Why isn't he going for the jugular? Or is he playing possum, making people like, I know what you're doing.
Trump,
I'm just playing stupid.
You know, I can't tell you how Trump's brain works, but he's a tough guy. And he doesn't want to look weak by it. He's just whining. If I had to guess, but he also thinks some people won't think that the deep state did it, so he doesn't want to be presumptive, and I think that's a mistake. Thanks for the call. Jack in Louisiana, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, thanks. I'm just calling in because recently, you know, I don't know if you noticed, a lot of Twitter accounts just all of a sudden got... Am I coming through? Can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody always asks if I can hear them. I sure can, man.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, sorry. but let me finish what I was saying. Sorry, my bad. What I was saying is that, you know, Elon Musk, all of a sudden, all these accounts got marked as spam, and it's right before the 2024 election. I feel like he's almost censoring us, all these small accounts, you know. If you're Justin Bieber or somebody, your account's not going to get messed with, but somebody like me who's trying to build and trying to, like, spread truth and all that, it's impossible to work with that.
Well, I mean, I can barely keep track of my own X account. Clearly, I get throttled some. That's a big complex issue. There's a lot of Democrat Party groups that go out and flag accounts over and over again. We know they've been flagging my account to try to suppress it. There's a lot of different techniques they use. And then the smaller accounts get flagged a bunch, and a lot of X is automated. He fired 80% of the employees. And I know that he's got the best platform other than Rumble or smaller, you know, InfoWars in the aggregate. So I don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but definitely Naomi Wolf, last time I checked, had somebody trick her to give them her login information, and they shut her out and kicked her out of her account. And then last time I checked, it's been a few days, she couldn't get any service to get it fixed. So, yeah, I think we should hold Elon's feet to the fire. I just can't definitively tell you what is actually going on. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. I just, you know, I'm really calling in to make it a stink. You know, I know Elon probably watches the show, and I really want him to see that it's hurting small people, because I actually had a friend who posted videos and they immediately got taken down and he couldn't figure out why. And this is like stuff that he put a lot of work into, and he could have just turned around and deleted it off of his computer for all he, you know, and it got lost for forever.
All right. And I hear you. I'm sorry that's happening. And we need to make the internet open and free again and great again. But I don't mind you calling in. I appreciate your call. And you're welcome to call back and say the same thing again. We are here fighting the big tech takeover. And compared to Google and Facebook and all the rest of it, you know, Elon's doing a great job. But certainly there's room for improvement. And I've seen it, in my opinion, the service getting better, it being expanded. But certainly there are a lot of issues. So thank you. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks very much. And I appreciate what you do. What do you think the chances are you're going to hear the name Jesus at the DNC in a prayer?
I think it's about zero.
Exactly. And another thing I want to mention was, you saw Biden talking about the assault weapons and how he got angry and shouty and saying, good God, man, we're killing children. What's wrong with us? We need to ban these things. At the very moment he's saying that, they're literally performing abortions at his party's event. How bizarre is this? How sick is this? And I was talking to Kevin, or one of the previous callers, talked about how, you know, we all need to recognize how awful these people are. And a lot of us do, but I have a friend that runs a restaurant. Three people come in, big Trump supporters, came in today after watching last night and said, oh, no, what are we going to do? Everything's looking so good for the Democrats. They're concerned about what they were seeing. He was bright enough, my friend who runs the restaurant, to say, you know, to talk him back and say, look, these polls are lying. This is all make-believe. None of this is real. But a lot of people don't understand the theater that they're watching is really...
No, I totally agree. So let's unpack what you're saying. Don't hang up. I want you to be able to finish up here, Bill. But I've seen, and we play the clips, the stuff we can show, but they're basically having pedophile parades. I don't call them gay pride parades. At the DNC, there are women with, like, I had an abortion, I love abortion, dressed up like abortion pills. They've got signs about, I killed my baby. They've got people, you know, basically half naked, running around the streets. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is end stage country or empire. This is what you always see historically before total collapse, just like we saw in Germany right before the Great Depression and many other areas around the world. And so, yeah, this is late stage decadence and pre-collapse or the beginning of the collapse. But J.D. Vance has done a good job. So has Trump. They need to do a better job of coming out with the methodology of these polls, which we've done, and showing that they really are frauds. And now with RFK joining and bringing at least low level six more points in, Trump is going to win if we just go out and vote. It will override their system unless they launch a war or a cyber attack or something or release some real virus, you know, in the next few weeks. They're in deep trouble. That's why they tried to kill Trump. They know they're going to lose, so they're going to try again. So excellent points. Anything else, Bill?
Just one last thing. You talked about the collapse and the depression. I think what we're seeing right now is the collapse of any faith. And it was generational for our grandparents that went through the Depression. They never again trusted banks. They used the mattresses. They found ways around banks. They did not trust the economic structures for decades.
And that was very healthy. That was very healthy.
It was healthy. And I think what you're going to see this way, and this is, again, healthy for those of us that look at a state that has overblown itself, is the trust in things like the CDC, the FBI, the DOJ, the EPA, you name the organization, has got to be at an all-time low and never to return, because when it does, it always destroys us. We have to allow this to resonate, that these agencies that have gone so rogue and so corrupt can never be resuscitated. Look, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I've got a lot of your products. I'll continue, and I do support you.
Well, Bill, please don't thank me. Without you, we're not on the air. I want to thank each and every person that's bought products and prayed for the show and shared the links and called in. You are the reason we're here. Understand, you're not the tail. You're not the head. You're not the legs. You're not the guts, the bones, the blood, the eyes, the brain. You're the whole dog. And if you don't decide to hunt, we fail. I'm getting chills right now. And the crew putting up with me. Because I'll go through cycles being really nice for a few months, then suddenly I get in this... I don't really, you know, have a cycle like a woman, but I think I got like a 3-month cycle or something. I'm in demon mode right now, and I'm trying not to be because I'm just so pissed. And that's why I am not going to be here tonight. It's going to be Marizzi and Chase Geyser and the crew. I just, for mental health, I cannot watch it tonight. And then I'll be back tomorrow night. But I just made the decision last night when I left, and I got home at midnight, I said, I can't do this. So I'm being honest that for my mental health, I can't look at these people right now. I mean, they can just put them on screen and I get pissed off. I mean, they're absolute criminals that have hijacked the country, tried to kill Trump, to dissolve the border. They're mass human trafficking. Imagine if you saw some guy that had kidnapped and murdered a kid and now he ran for mayor and he's the mayor and he brags about what he did. You'd get pissed looking at him. These people are mass murderers. Keaton in Arizona. Talk about a battleground state. Keaton, thanks for calling. What about the DNC, the election, and Trump? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, first I just wanted to thank you so much. It was actually your monologues about God that converted me back to Jesus Christ, and I'm now a catechumen in the Orthodox Church like your son, and I just want to thank you so much, and I pray that one day you'll be an Orthodox priest, because I can definitely see that.
And, well, I'm non-denominational. I was raised Southern Baptist and also went to a lot of evangelical churches, and I also went to some Methodist churches. But my dad's mom. But my son does have friends that he lifts weights with that are in the Orthodox Church. He loves it. He's always been a Christian, but he goes to church a lot. And he loves it, and I think the Orthodox Church is great. It's the oldest church in the world, so I'm proud of Rex. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex. So one thing that I think is so interesting about the DNC and the RNC is the complete contrast. But the RNC, it was quite peaceful. It was quite a unifying message. You had a police presence there, but it wasn't to protect the politicians from their own
They're making people show IDs and all this stuff to even get near the place, and they have a wall around it, but they don't want people to have an ID to get in the country on an airplane unless they're a citizen. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you're so right, and I think it's literally insane because obviously I'm voting for Trump, but if you were just to look at this so subjectively, it is so obvious on its face that the Democrats are the party of violence. They try to say that we're the party of violence. We're not. They just tried to kill Trump, and I cannot believe the rhetoric that they're saying, and I can't believe Obama making such an inappropriate joke about Trump when they just tried to kill him, and now's Obama's opportunity to help unify the country. But he's just like Jamie Raskin, inflaming the horrible tensions in this country. And I really do believe that President Trump is our second George Washington. And we are in the second American Revolution. And I think we also have to be very wary of Klaus Schwab because I think we have forgotten about him.
And absolutely. He's still in control of the WEF. He just stepped down as the spokesperson because he's so hated. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. Let's talk to Mac in Oregon. Mac, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, great honor, man. I take your supplements every day.
Thank you. Have been
for the last year. Love them. I also want to thank you. Probably the most important is helping me find God again, man, because that is such a critical thing to have during these times. But, yeah, with the DNC, man, it's like nails on a chalkboard watching these guys. Not only do they lie to your face, but they don't even offer any policy-based – they don't make policy-based speeches at all. They're not running on anything. And what scares me is that half of the population apparently in this country, they don't even understand that these people are in power right now. They are in control of the executive branch, yet they're running against Trump somehow. I mean, it's just – it's very scary. You know, I have a lot of people tell me, oh, you just, you know, he's into politics. He pays too much attention to it. And it's like, it's our duty, man, to try to explain to these people that you're on a sinking ship, man, and you've got to get real. You've got to understand.
They've got to get out of their learned helplessness, their normalcy bias, their Stockholm syndrome. They've got to get out of it. They've got to understand it's not Trump or us that did this. It's the globalists.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, what more can we do? You know, I mean, I have a bunch of liberal friends live in Portland. They're coming around. So just speaking to
hey,
people.
Hey, that's what I'm seeing. Most of the liberals I know for 20, 30, 40 years have been awake for 5 or 6 now and are really pissed off. So that's what I'm seeing on the ground, folks. The Democrats are a dying party. All they have is control of the election machines in their cities. That's why they're so criminal, because they know that their back's against the wall.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anyway, yeah, I'm praying for you and InfoWars, and just God bless, brother. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And it's very heartening to hear the callers calling in and saying they support us. If you're most of the listeners never buy anything, just it's great products. It's high quality books, films, supplements, water filtration, air filtration, InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts right now. Go there, InfoWarsStore.com, or our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, that again has all the nano silver, patented highest quality, colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, silver bullet, the fluoride-free organic with all these great essential oils like tea tree and peppermint and iodine. It's so good for your mouth and teeth and gums. With the nano silver, the super blue, the turmeric toothpaste, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. The next level foundational energy that, again, is not a stimulant, but has a stimulant effect with no letdown, with the methyl folate and other compounds that do incredible things to clean out your cells. Next level foundational energy, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest, the Shroom Force, all of it, at drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. All right, let's go to Eric in Texas, then Jordan and Amanda in the first five, and then we got Victor Boot on us. This is going to be huge. Victor Boot will be joining us. Nobody gets this interview. Eric in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm born and raised in Austin, Texas. I'm a 24-year listener. I believe I seen your video when you refused the thumbprint scanner there at the text dot. They put you in jail.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That was pretty cool. I grow award-winning CBD here in Texas. I've been, like I said, as far as the DNC goes last night.
Well, tell us about your company first. Your CBD is so good for everybody. It's the THC is taken out. It does miracles for folks. Tell us about your company.
Yes, sir. It's a non-psychoactive flower, which CBD has CBD receptors, CBD1, CBD2. It's in line with our human anatomy that has our receptors in our bodies. So depending on the type of flower or the type of CBD or how much you ingest, would actually benefits our neurology system. Helps us relax, helps us with our anxiety, some pain, depending on the strain.
Absolutely. I mean, I was saying, tell us about your company.
Yeah. My name is Eric Organics. That goes by Organics Hemp Farm, right out of Austin, Texas. I'd like to get with you and Joe Rogan one day down at the Ritz or something. I can show you what I have. I've won an award here in Texas.
That's beautiful. Give us your website.
The only way you can get in contact with me would be Instagram or ERRGANIX Hemp Farm.
That's beautiful. All right, you only got a minute and a half left. What do you want to say about the DNC?
Well, I think we've seen the green screen in the back, and I don't think it was fully crowded like that. And I also believe it was invite only, so everyone had to show up.
Like, oh, they admit it was invite only.
Yes. Okay. Well, it kind of looked that way. And Big Mike, you can see the chest. The teleprompters, and we can all tell visually tell it's not as big as they assume it is. You know,
I wouldn't put anything past them. They've been caught doing it before.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've been following you since 2020, 24 years, and I've watched everything you've done. Yeah, and I'm on board, man, with everything. I used to buy your tangerine. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool, man. Your water filter I have. Got your cartridges.
Well, Eric, we're out of time. You made some great points. I'm going to check out your company because I love Texas companies. I love entrepreneurs. Thank you so much, brother. All right. Hour number three, I'm going to jam in Jordan and Amanda in the next five-minute segment, and then Victor Boot, legendary Russian, joins us. He's also a governor. We'll be right back. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back, she said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones